feet spread, hips pivoting. He was caught off balance. Then the world went dark. Warm blood oozed across Kuno's cheeks and dribbled into the corners of his mouth. It was thick as molasses, but it tasted like copper. He shuffled a half dozen feet straight back. For fight day, the prisoners were released from their cells to view the proceedings in a roped-off arena in the prison's main yard. Nearer to the fight were guards wielding sawed-off shotguns, making sure there weren't any interruptions. There were damn few of those, as the bald giant's reputation as a bare-knuckle fighter was second to none at the Arkansas River Federal Penitentiary outside Limon, Colorado Territory. Somehow, though blood continued to dribble from his nostrils, and the yard with its buffeting American flag and roofed guard towers and three-tiered cell barracks pitched wildly around him, Kuno managed to set his feet in the finely churned dust. He did not fall. The bald giant, with a mustache as large and sweeping as a raven's wing, narrowed his hawkish yellow eyes in amusement. Amusement turned to resolve. As clenched fists raised, he grinned confidently and sidestepped forward, the muscles in his massive chest and belly ridging and writhing like snakes beneath sweat-slick skin, tanned to the golden brown of a roasted chicken. Like Kuno, Mule Zimmerman was clad in only the black-and-white prison pajama bottoms that dropped like knickers to just below his knees. His feet were bare.
"You should have gone down, kid. Should have gone down and stayed down."
Zimmerman winked tauntingly, bobbing and weaving, moving his fists, poising himself for the final blow.
"Might have gone easier for you if you'd just passed out. This way, see? Since the warden's looking on and all, I'm gonna have to kill you."
He jabbed his left fist. It was a weak punch, meant only to drive Kuno's face into the big man's right. It didn't work. A red haze had bled down over Kuno's eyes when he realized the gravity of his situation, and, flicking a glance to the second story of the barracks on his left, he saw the smugly smiling countenance of Warden Henry Castle, flanked by two beefy guards in their tobacco-brown uniforms, holding Henry repeaters up high across their chests. In his straw boater, bow tie, and shiny black brogans, and holding a braided rawhide quirt over the rail before him, he was leaning there like some Tony Cad admiring the girls as they passed in their summer weight frocks. Castle resembled a smaller, dapper version of Mule Zimmerman. His face was waxy, his mustache polished to sharp ends that swept upward, around, and to either side of his pale, slender nose. His teeth were large and white beneath his curled upper lip. Kuno set his jaws. His eyes dulled with a cornered animal's decisive fury as he stared at Zimmerman, who stood 2 inches taller than Kuno's 5'10", and a good 30 pounds heavier than his own lean 200. Just as the big man's fist flew toward Kuno's nose once more, his yellow eyes softening with shrewd confidence, Kuno ducked. The fist slashed the air over Kuno's head. Kuno hammered the big man's hard belly once with each fist. As Zimmerman started to raise his hands for another attack, Kuno used his quickness to his best advantage. He brought his own large fist up and hammered away at the big man's cheeks and jaws. Zimmerman swayed, then fell on his back. From one of the guard towers, someone turned a Gatling gun on its swivel base. This was a decisive time for the guards. In the wake of the weekly bare-knuckle matches, almost always fought to the death on the warden's orders to temporarily relieve the man of the boredom of his lowly station at this remote federal outpost when he believed he was worthy of so much more, riots were always a threat. Kuno stared down at Zimmerman. The man was all blood, sweat, and dust. Only the top of his bald pate appeared unmarred and unstained. His blood-sodden mustache was stretched wide, showing yellow, crooked teeth, also stained with blood, dribbling down from his nose. His eyes were pinched down to little diamond chips of misery as he stared, seemingly sightless, up past Kuno toward the brassy Colorado sky. In the sudden, funereal silence of the prison yard, the giant set his big hands palm down against the ground and lifted his head, trying to rise. He couldn't even lift his back. Then he collapsed, causing more dust to waft up around him. Kuno turned his battered head, rubbed blood and sweat from the corner of his right eye. The warden's bowie knife, with its ivory-gripped handle, protruded from the clay-colored dust at a